Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. Last fall, when we checked in with Food and Medicine at their headquarters in Brewer, the building was overrun with squash, or squashes, as they prepared their annual Solidarity Harvest food baskets. Reading from their website, Food and Medicine is a grassroots member-based organization that works to address the root causes of poverty. We believe it is an outrage that people in the richest country in the world are forced to choose between food, medicine, and other basic necessities. As part of their mission, they've also organized urban garden tours in the Bangor and Brewer area that are coming up soon.
Hi, my name is Johnny Sanchez. I'm an organizer at Food and Medicine.
Hello, my name's Tamara. I'm a community organizer with Food and Medicine.
So the Urban Garden Tour was started last year by a really enthusiastic local gardener that reached out to Food and Medicine for help organizing the event last year. And so Food and Medicine has been lucky enough to be part of this 2 years in a row. The tour itself is a free self-guided tour of about 12 gardens in Bangor and Brewer. Folks are invited to go to as few or as many as they'd like of those 12. And, you know, the goals of this really are set in a belief of ours. You know, we believe that there are few things more empowering than the ability to grow your own food. And we really believe that this is a great chance to showcase the breadth of what you can grow in an urban area, no matter the space that you're working with, whether your goal is for food production or neighborhood beautification or pollinator support. And Tamara will say a few words about sort of the logistics of the day of the event.
Yeah, so the Urban Garden Tour is being held on Saturday, August 3rd. And there, like Johnny said, there are 12 in-town gardens available to tour on that day. There will be 6 in the morning from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And there will be 6 in the afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. And then after that, there will be workshops at 20 Ivor Street in Brewer at 3 p.m. There will be two workshops, including a demonstration on how to build your own raised garden bed and a panel discussion on food preservation and how to make your crops last longer. And like Johnny said, this is a free and self-guided tour. There is a list of locations with addresses that can be found on the Food and Medicine website at foodandmedicine.org. And if anyone has any questions, they can reach out to us at fam@foodandmedicine.org.
Do you need people to sign up in advance for the workshops, or can they just show up for that?
Nope. Everything's pretty self-guided. So folks can just show up at our building at 3 p.m. and join in.
I was surprised, I shouldn't have been, but that people in some areas have a hard time with urban gardening. They think lawn is prettier than growing vegetables or something. Are you getting any pushback in Bangor or Brewer, or are people being more supportive?
Generally, people have been pretty supportive of it. I mean, I think, you know, at this point, we all know that diversity in what's going on in your yard is really beneficial for a lot of different reasons. Again, whether that's pollinator support or neighborhood beautification or, you know, producing your own food. I think hopefully the time of the lawn is passing us.
Details about Food and Medicine's Urban Garden Tours on Saturday, August 3rd can be found at foodandmedicine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.